This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Does God ever place a stumbling block before His people and before others? Please listen to the great prophet Jeremiah. Therefore, thus says the Lord, Behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Jeremiah 7:21. How can we harmonize these words from Jeremiah with the Bible's contention that God loves people and always seeks their welfare? In order to answer that question, we must examine the context of this verse from Jeremiah. God had done all He could to lead His people from lives of rebellion and disobedience. He urged them, Stand in the ways, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest unto your souls. But they said, We will not walk therein. He promised He would provide watchmen for them. He admonished, Listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, We will not listen. Jeremiah 6:16-17. Because the Israelites did not listen to God's law, but rejected it, God warned them He would punish them. The punishment would be the fruit of their thoughts. They must have thought their worship would compensate for their failure to listen to God's word. But God did not accept their worship. Their attitudes were wrong. Jeremiah 6:19-20. God worked diligently to turn His people from their wickedness. He threatened to lay stumbling blocks before them. Dr. J. A. Thompson's commentary on the book of Jeremiah offers the following observations on the verse I'm discussing with you. Here, then, is Jehovah's word through His servant Jeremiah. He would set in front of His people obstacles over which they would stumble. The obstacles are not defined. They may have been obstacles of their own making, their own apostasies. On the other hand, the reference may be to the threatened invader. In either case, fathers and sons together, neighbor and friend, would perish. Page 262. The Apostle Paul uses somewhat different language from Jeremiah, but reaches the same conclusion. Paul warned the Thessalonians of punishment that would be meted out to those who did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12. C.F. Hogg and W.E. Vine's commentary on the epistles of Paul, the apostle to the Thessalonians, offers the following comments on the concept, God shall send them a strong delusion. When men persistently refuse to obey the truth, they soon become incapable of perceiving it. It was because men refused to have God in their knowledge that He gave them up to a reprobate mind, that is, a mind bound to lead them astray, inasmuch as it was no longer controlled by Him. Every violation of God's laws brings inevitably its own peculiar consequences. Page 267. God does not want anyone to be lost. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. But God never forces anyone to love Him or to obey Him. He allows each of us to choose to do God's will or to refuse to do it. He will hold us accountable for our choices. Jeremiah warned that the fathers and the sons will fall together. The neighbor and his friend will perish. Does any of this sound to you as if a child of God cannot fall from grace? Jeremiah was not writing to pagans, but to the children of God in the nation of Israel. Based on the incidents from the Old Testament, Paul warned, Wherefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Thank you, and may God bless you.